Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and we're live in Brazil coming to you from the MAP Galderma 6.0 meeting. I am with a group of experts. We'll talk about what's trending. Introduce yourself.
I'm Dr. Frank Rosenhaus. I'm a facial plastic surgeon based in Mexico City.
And Frank, tell us, in your opinion, what's the most fabulous thing coming up for aesthetics this year?
Well, is a connection of having a lot of tools to make beautiful faces all together. But the extension of this is that now we know more than ever how to do that in a safe way, in a fast way, and an easy way for the patient.
I love it. Frank is an artist all the way from Mexico City. He speaks on many international stages. He's a mentor to all of us. Next up is Dr. Luis Avilar. We shared the stage today at Galderma. How did you love our meeting?
Yeah, my name is Luis Avilar. I'm a plastic surgeon here in Brazil. And to tell you the truth, Kay, I think that the most important thing is how to bring art to our professional and practice job. So I think our job is like an art, and we need to work as an artist to bring the beauty for all of our patients.
Well, Frank, we were chatting about how do you teach beauty? How can you teach someone to make a regular face more pretty, more beautiful?
So this aesthetic perception has to be trained, called like visual intelligence or visual learning. The more beauty you see, the more beauty you're going to be able to create or recreate in those patients. And this is takes a lot of time. So experience is important, and then this background of universality of that beauty, because it's a beauty that has to be look correct and actually natural, what everybody wants.
That is very true. We're in a tour bus, so you can hear the signals and the beeping. And now my beautiful colleague, who I also met from Brazil, Maíra Yanes.
Yes, I am professor of aesthetic medicine in the University of Federal of Goiás. And I was talking about Sculptra for rosacea and also microdoses of botulinotoxin.
This is fascinating, and her lecture was fabulous. She made an analogy to Stranger Things and the mites being invasive, and I love the concept that Sculptra can actually improve the skin of rosacea patients. How much redness relief can we get?
Well, I guess the patients get good relief, and Avilar, who is here with us, published a paper 3 years ago telling that erythema, not for rosacea only, but also from other conditions, can improve with Sculptra. And we had 2 years ago another publication confirming it. So we have to look at these patients very carefully to see if there is a aesthetic indication, but also for this disease. And so this disease, rosacea, can also be treated by injectables like fillers and Sculptra and botulinotoxin.
So interesting. Do you think the immune system modulates that? You're bringing in a foreign component and more macrophages and inflammatory cells are fighting the infection?
We don't know it yet, but I guess it's a subject that we're going to study.
Amazing. And Luis, what is the micro dosing for the toxin in that situation?
Okay, sometimes we use 4:1. So if you use one unit of the botulinotoxin and you add 4 more of water, we are going to have a micro doses. And that's the doses that we use for erythema and also for rosacea. And also to complement our results with the regular use of botulinotoxin.
Amazing. And Frank, I'm a huge user of Sculptra. I know you are too. What do you say to surgeons who are out there telling patients that they can't have a facelift after Sculptra because it causes too much fibrosis and difficulty with facial surgery?
No, I don't think it causes fibrosis. I think it causes remodeling. And better production of collagen in a better amount. That's the rejuvenation process that we see in that patient. So that's real. I don't think that that's a contraindication for surgery at all. The planes are different. You can always, you know, have nothing to do with the subcutaneous with other types of facelifting. And that's a perception. I think they're complementary. They're not one against the other.
I would agree. Perhaps these surgeons are seeing people who are not correctly injected with Sculptra, maybe at an incorrect plane that makes surgical dissection difficult. But when injected properly, it's not a contraindication to a facelift. It's a complement. Yeah, we saw amazing results with this vectorial lift and placing Sculptra in the temporal area, parietal temporal, very posterior, high up. What do you think of that, Mayra?
I think that is really good. That improves the aperture of the eye, and there is a signature technique from Brazil here that is called Bright Eyes, and many researchers here from Brazil publish a paper that they said that it improves the aperture of the eye, and so we have to do more Sculptra at the temple area and inside the hair to improve and to get these results.
Now, this is amazing. I'm definitely bringing this to my practice. And you guys need to come and see some international meetings. The things that you will learn will broaden your horizons. And any meetings you recommend for us to go to, Frank?
Well, I'm part of the scientific committee of IMCAS in Paris, the World Congress. It's always interesting. It's always a place where they launch new products, new ideas. So that's one option. And I'm sure this one in particular in Brazil, it's amazing.
The MAP meeting, really amazing. Luis, this is your sixth year doing the MAP meeting. Yeah. What do you think of MAP?
Actually, we are going better, and we are always discussing about the new ways of injecting non-surgical procedures. Today, we discussed about the genital region, so it's amazing.
Intimate Sculptra. I love it.
Intimate rejuvenation. Everything is being rejuvenated.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't just look good on your face. Yeah. Your whole body has to look good. Confidence comes everywhere, right?
Yeah, and in this Congress too, we saw some specific trends in Asian patients and also athletes. Because they have some consuming of the face, the runner face that we call. Yes. And so we have to inject more fillers and do Sculptra as well and botulinotoxin. And so the way we do it is a little bit different. Yes. And so all the specific patients, they were all discussed in this country and in this meeting.
It was amazing. I also spoke about the heavy face, which is becoming epidemic in every country. And we either need to go on diets or we need to learn how to treat the heavy face. We need to learn facial proportioning, treating for diversity, ethnicity, inclusivity. It's just a really fabulous meeting. I'm so glad to have met this amazing crew of brilliant colleagues. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And you can check out all of these amazing people. We'll tag them in the caption below so you can like and follow their beautiful work. Love you for now. Stay beautiful from Brazil.